lives of the saints and growth in sanctity. First of all, I think we should know why the church canonizes saints. She canonizes saints for three reasons. First, to tell us infallibly that certain people are in heavenly glory. On that first level, how are saints related to our growth in sanctity? By encouraging us. They made it, so we can make it. St. Ignatius, as you know, when he was wounded in battle, was laid up for months in bed, had nothing to read except the life of Christ and a book of the lives of the saints. He had never read either in his life. He was an ambitious man. He read the lives of the saints. His ambition turned, look, if a man like Francis or Dominic can do it, why can't I? So first, encouragement. Secondly, the church canonizes saints in order to give us the object of our own invocation and prayer. The saints are to be invoked. And if on earth we are asking people to pray for us, once they've gone to heaven, of course we want to make sure they're in heaven. On earth we feel kind of safe. A person looks kind of holy, and in any case, their prayers will be useful. Figure can't lose. But after they die, we want to make sure that if the person is in heaven, we can invoke him. So, the church canonizes saints to give us legitimate objects of invocation. And thirdly, the saints are canonized in order to give us patterns of imitation. You might put this in terms of three eyes. The saints are honored by the church to give us inspiration. But they made it, they're in heaven. Secondly, to give us persons whom we can pray to, in other words, objects of invocation. And the saints are canonized so that we can follow the lives they've lived by imitation. Inspiration, invocation, and imitation. And the one word, devotion to the saints, let's make sure, in telling ourselves and in teaching others, the saints have all three functions and not just one. Secondly, how necessary are the saints in our lives? Well, let's look for a moment on each of these three levels. Inspiration, invocation, and imitation. Why do we need the saints to inspire us? Because they were human like ourselves. And as we know, no matter what a person may tell us, it is example that inspires. We all need this as human beings. Secondly, invocation. God need not have given us angels and saints. But, and this is part of the economy of salvation, no one will reach heaven alone. We need others, others need us. Although God could give us the graces we need, we're talking about invocation, by directly asking Him, in His ordinary providence, He won't. I don't hesitate saying this. Anyone who would deliberately exclude invocation of the saints would not be saved. This is part of God's providence. In other words, God wants us to invoke others besides Himself. Why? Because it takes more faith, deeper humility, and greater trust in His providence to invoke somebody who then has to invoke who is closer to God. It's admitting, I'm not as close to God as somebody else. My asking someone to ask God to help me means I'm humble enough to admit I'm not holy enough to just approach God alone. That's why at the root of Protestantism is another word that begins with a PR, pride. The exclusion of saints is a claim we don't have to bother with the saints. We're holy enough. I'm Martin Luther, am holy enough to talk to my God. So part of God's providence is that prayer be both directed to Himself and through His saints, who are by definition closer to God than we. And thirdly, the subject we're talking about is the lives of the saints and growth in sanctity. And we're now talking about the need of saints to become holy. And the first reason was to inspire us. They made it, so can we. The second is invocation. We need to invoke or ask the saints. And third now, imitation. Imitating the saints is imitating Christ. Because Christ has two levels of existence. There is the Christ of history, the physical person, who lived and died and rose from the dead in the first century. And there is the Christ of faith, who is the mystical Christ, who dwells in His church, and with special emphasis in those who had corresponded with His grace and become holy. So by imitating them, we are imitating Him. Because except for Him, they wouldn't be holy. God became man, hypostatically, as we say, the second person of the Trinity, became a human being in only one human being called Jesus of Nazareth. But He became one human being in only Jesus of Nazareth physically. Christ multiplies Himself mystically in all His faithful and with special emphasis in His saints. By following them, we are following Him. for our purpose, the statement of St. Paul, remember? Memorize this. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Every saint of history says the same thing. The only reason you should imitate me, says a Teresa and a Catherine and a John and all the rest of them, is because in insofar as I have been a faithful imitator of the Master. So we need that. We need the saints to inspire us. We need the saints whom we are to invoke. We need the saints to be models for us to follow. And unlike Christ, the saints had to live by faith. Unlike Christ, the saints had their passions, had their struggles with a fallen, sinful human nature. We need that in order that we too might become holy. Now, recommendations. I've got 16 recommendations. I can't spend much time, otherwise we'd never finish. First recommendation. Get into the regular daily habit of reading from or about the saints every day. It might be just a paragraph, maybe just a saying. Every day, and there are enough canonized saints to supply us with all kinds of variety and flexibility. Every day. Whenever I travel, I either take a life of the saint with me, or I make sure I find one on the premises. I need it. Second, depending on how much of the divine office you say, there are very good readings from and about the saints in the divine office. Third, make it part of your spiritual reading. In other words, spiritual reading should always include hagiography, which, as you know, is the study of the saints. Fourth, gather an anthology from the saints' writings, little vignettes, a line here and a line there. Memorize these. Use them. And afterward, you can forget about who said it. Just use it. The saint won't mind. There are no laws against plagiarism in heaven. Until their thinking will become part of yours. There is no single thing I can tell you in these courses than that. That is more important. And each person can and should do this on their own. Certain type of saints appeal to certain types of people. There's a Benedict Joseph Labra, you know. The bum saint. The one who had a hard time finding a confessor because he was so odoriferous. Well, bums need models to imitate too. In any case, number five, try to get to the bottom of a saint's spirituality so that in a paragraph or maybe even a sentence, for yourself you can synthesize what this saint mainly stands for. They are all meant to somehow reveal some one spectrum line of the infinite sanctity of Christ. and each is different. Sixth, concentrate on the saints that are part of your own community tradition. And I would say, of your own family tradition. I had no doubt, my mother told me from infancy, what was our family tradition, grand total of two in the family, she and me. It was St. Francis. All right, I was brought up that way. Seventh, favor the saints with whom you can identify. You will admire all of them. There are some you would find it very hard to identify with. They're just different. Eighth, favor the saints whom you especially need. Now, there are certain saints that are called upon spontaneously for certain needs. Memorize certain facts about the saints. People appreciate knowing their birthdays. And for the saints, their birthday, as you know, is the day of their death. That's what the church says. I don't mean just that, but certain things, certain facts. 10. Invoke the saints. Talk to them. 11th. Offer special prayers to the saints. If you don't have them, make them up. 12. Talk about the saints. I'm putting into practice number 12 right here. You do the same. Thanks for being here. You have your captive audience. Pardon me, and I have mine. 13. Keep some reminder somewhere about some special saint. A little memo, a little something. 14. Concentrate on certain saints that you especially wish to imitate. 15. Promote devotion to the saints. And 16, when I had to stop, I came to the bottom of the page. Know at least the saints' feast days. And then have a little extra celebration. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Queen of all saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.